And we're back on the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers hotline. Sophia Loden from USI Women's Basketball is here on WREF. She's also the OVC Player of the Week, so it's a busy week for Sophia Loden. Really appreciate her carving out a few minutes for us here on WREF. Hey, Lo, really appreciate the time. How are we feeling?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate you coming on. How does it feel to be OVC Player of the Week, your first conference weekly honor in your D1 career?
Oh, it's nice, but I really couldn't have done it without my team. They really, all of them got me in position for it.
Well, when you talk about your team, what is it that your teammates do to yield this kind of production out of you? Now, I understand that you're an upperclassman now, you're a captain now, and this was, by all projections, going to be, at all times, your peak year, at least so far, in your collegiate career. But we've never seen numbers like this out of you. So take me through what the team has done to yield this kind of production out of Sophia Loden.
They're just really setting really good screens to get me open and then making the right passes for me. Like, we're just running our offense, and because of them, I'm getting open to make plays.
You know, and that's really sweet, and I'm sure it's really true in that they are setting screens and they are getting you open, but you're the one knocking down the shots. You're the one getting the rebounds. Two double-doubles in the past two games to yield OVC Player of the Week. Let's talk about the rebounding, because the rebounding is something that has always been a big part of your game. You've always been a hustle player, but this kind of rebounding we just haven't quite seen. So what is it about Loden boxing out off the carom, off the iron? You just seem to be in the right place at the right time this year.
Yeah, you know, I've just, like, always kind of been able to read with the ball coming off the rim. My teammates taking good shots, like, that gets me in place to offensive rebound. And then on the defensive end, with all of them boxing out, like, it's really easy to just go and get the ball.
Averaging 19 points, 12 rebounds per game in the last two to get OVC Player of the Week, Sophia Loden, here on WREF. How would you describe this year's team? I know you've been a part of the last, now including this one, three seasons for USI Women's Basketball, last two going to the WNIT. How do you feel about this group and your postseason odds or your postseason hopes before we get into conference play?
I just think this team, we're all really together, which is really nice. Like, it's hard to find teams that just don't really have any clicks or anything, which I really love. I feel really good about, like, WNIT and postseason, but I just don't want to jinx it right now.
Well, that makes sense. But then again, you guys are also looking for something beyond the WNIT potentially, which would be the NCAA tournament, this being the first season that USI Athletics is eligible for the NCAA postseason. So we'll cross that bridge when we get there. Only two games remain in the non-conference slate before we talk about them. Saturday against East Tennessee and then Middle Tennessee State on December 14th. A Sunday, you can hear that one on WREF as well. Let's talk about the last couple of games. Mentioned how you've been averaging a double-double over the past week or so. The team really took care of business against Fisk in the last home game. I understand that Fisk is a non-D1, but you guys just had your way with them 95-18. What made USI Women's Basketball successful in every aspect of that game? Because no one accidentally wins 95-18 by that kind of margin against any team.
I think we really, like, locked in on defense that game. We were turning them over, and then on the offensive side, we were making the next easy pass and just, like, getting each other open. I think that's just how we play USI basketball.
And then you translate that into the next game, a road game against Northern Kentucky, ends up being an overtime loss, 77-71. That's one of those games that could have gone either way. Why do you think that that you guys came up a little bit short in this game?
I think we just weren't playing, like, together like we had been the game before, and it didn't end up well for us. We keep going back, like, if we would have just done this one possession, like, better, then we would have had a chance of winning, but you can't let it come down to just one at the end of the game. It's all the plays before.
And it was close the entire game. So like you said, one or two possessions here, one or two possessions there. Yeah, it could absolutely make a world of difference. But that's kind of the whole point in the non-conference, I feel like, for a mid-major like USI, is that you guys are getting ready for the OVC slate, a non-conference game against a good team like Northern Kentucky. That could be a good litmus test for you. What is it that you feel the team needs to improve upon over the next two non-conference games, like I said, East Tennessee and Middle Tennessee, to get ready for the OVC opener?
I think just our defensive intensity has got to get better. We always preach defense. Like, you can never just be, like, amazing at defense. You can always improve on it. So I think that's what we're really going to focus in on.
Oh, defensive intensity. Oh, beg your pardon. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I was going to say defensive intensity. It always seemed to come pretty natural to you. Why is that? Because I noticed that when you were a freshman here at USI, that you were instantly a spark plug on defense. You're taking charges. You're getting steals. How does that come so naturally to you in your game?
I think just growing up, like, my AAU coaches have always been huge on defense. And even when I got here my first summer, like, Coach Stein is very big on it too. Like, it just, you kind of have to be to play at this level.
And you kind of have to be to play in Coach Stein's system as well. So when you say that the team can improve upon defensive intensity, I know that you're a captain. It's you, it's Allie Saunders, it's Amaya Buchanan. What's the role of the captains and the coaches to improve the defensive intensity on a team that, by the way, is very young? All of a sudden, you're the upperclassman, you're a captain, but you guys are relying on a bunch of freshmen to play at a high level. So what needs to be done there in order to communicate that message to players who are just trying to find their footing at the college level?
You know, it's just like a lot of leading by example. Allie, you and I have been talking about this a lot recently. We have to step up our game on defense so everyone else will follow suit.
Yeah, talking about those freshmen for USI women's basketball, Lily Graves is one of them, and there are so many different ways that you can look at her season. I know that she's been dealing with a lot with her father, with some health concerns, but she kind of broke out against Fisk, and you tell me if I'm wrong, I see a little bit of you in her game and the way she plays at her size and her frame, and in only 17 minutes against Fisk, she had 17 points. What is your evaluation of her progress, at least so far in her early stages of her college career?
Oh my gosh, Lily has made so much improvement just from this summer. This summer we were out shooting a lot, so she might have picked up a little bit from there, but I'm just really proud of Lily. She's always working hard, and she came in, like, so ready to go. I know her dad probably helped her out with, like, the transition and stuff, but she's just doing phenomenal.
Am I off base? Is there a little something to that comp between Lily Graves and Sophia Loden?
You know, we're always pushing each other to get better, so there is a little bit there, but I still love her.
Again, Sophia Loden here on WREF, the Brinkers Jewelers phone line. Brinkers Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lloyd Expressway, an Evansville tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinkers Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. You know, early in the season, actually before the season started, Sophia, I remember you and I, we were talking about this, about the challenge that you might face taking on a reserve role from last year and turning that into a starter's role into this year. Well, not only are you starting, but you're playing pretty much the entire game at this point. Rick Stein's still trying to figure out the bench behind the starters of Gannon, Loden, Buchanan, Saunders, and Blatcher. So for you, take the Northern Kentucky game, for example. You played 40 minutes in that game. Granted, there were 45 to be played when you factor in overtime. But how have you dealt with the increased role as sheer volume goes as a starter on this team?
You know, we're always, like, in practice pushing each other the whole time and going hard. So, like, actually, like, playing, like, it's that doesn't, like, affect me too much because of how hard we practice. There's a couple times in the game I needed a quick break, but Coach Stein's pretty good about getting us out when we need to, letting us have a rest, and then getting us back in. I think our bench is really good, too, about, like, when some of the starters come out, like, you don't really see that much of a dip. Like, there's still high intensity, which is really good.
Again, we're talking to Sophia Loden, the OVC Player of the Week, her first weekly honor, and she deserved it for USI women's basketball. A double-double in the last two games, Fisk and then Northern Kentucky on the road and getting ready for the next game against East Tennessee State. Southern Indiana, with only a couple of losses on their ledger so far, coming up on Saturday. What do you know about the next opponent on the road? It's not going to be an easy game, but that's what you guys signed up for before the season started. What do you know about ETSU?
They're just a really good team. They really get after it on defense. Their guards are very, like, defensive focused. So I think it'll be a good challenge for us because I like to think of our team as very defensively focused also.
No doubt, that's Sophia Loden, the OVC Player of the Week for USI Women's Basketball, getting ready for the next game. Like I said, ETSU on the road on Saturday. Bit of a break after that, and then they head home for the non-conference finale against Middle Tennessee. A 2 o'clock start on Sunday, December 14th. You can hear it on WREF, the pregame, shortly before that. Again, Sophia, really appreciate you taking the time. Congratulations on OVC Player of the Week. I know you said you got a lot of text messages, phone calls when the news broke a couple of days ago, but ultimately, how did the Loden celebrate the news? Because I feel like it was only a matter of time and a long time coming for you.
You know, I went out and got myself a drink from Starbucks as a reward.
A Starbucks drink. Are we going pink drink? Are we going chai, coffee, a frap? What does that look like for you?
I like to just stick with the refreshers there. I get a strawberry lemonade one. I think they're really good.
That is the drink of champions and the drink of players of the week. Again, OVC Player of the Week, Sophia Loden here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Hey, Lo, really appreciate the time. Congratulations and good luck going forward.
Thank you for having me.
You got it. We take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on 97.7. Listen to TheRef.com and the WREF mobile app.